Cornyn calls to permanently defund Planned Parenthood in next reconciliation bill. Texas border business. Washington, on the floor, U.S. Senator John Cornyn, RTX, discussed the current budget resolution the Senate is considering that will kick off the process to pass funding for U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, amidst ongoing Democrat obstruction and outlined his priorities for a third reconciliation bill, including permanently defunding Planned Parenthood to end taxpayer-funded abortions and protect the lives of our most vulnerable. Excerpts of Sen Cornyn's remarks are below, and video can be found here. It's incredible to me at a time when the geopolitics of the world make the likelihood of a domestic terror attacks greater than usual that our Democratic colleagues would simply reflexively oppose funding for the Department of Homeland Security because they don't believe immigration laws should be enforced. It's absurd that they have taken this approach to voice their opposition to President Trump. President Trump, Leader Thune, and Chairman Graham have decided that we will keep the current budget resolution focused like a laser on funding Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Department of Homeland Security generally, so we can do that by the deadline that President Trump set of June 1. Hopefully, once we get this accomplished here in the next few weeks, it will give us enough time before the end of this fiscal year to consider a third reconciliation vehicle to accomplish additional Republican priorities. One of those priorities for me is to permanently defund Planned Parenthood. When Republicans assembled the One Big Beautiful Bill, or the Working Families Tax Cuts Act, last summer, we successfully included a one-year ban on Medicaid funding for abortion providers like Planned Parenthood. Now, here we are, approaching the end of that year, and this provision will soon expire. Planned Parenthood is not only an abortion provider, but they have recently become entwined with the business of providing gender transition treatments to minors. Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the nation and the leading provider of youth gender transition therapies, should not receive a dime, of taxpayer funding. The second reconciliation bill, focused as it is on ICE and CBP and the Department of Homeland Security, cannot be our last bill this year. I urge my Republican colleagues to come together on a third reconciliation bill once we've completed this bill, so we can notch another win for the pro-life and the pro-common sense movement.